The regular season is fast approaching, and we have a few conversations to share with you before we reach opening night at Oracle Arena on the 25th of October with the San Antonio Spurs visiting. I'm Lawrence Scott, and we will hear from Warriors assistant coach Mike Brown and Marcus Thompson of the Bay Area News Group shortly. But we start with our feature interview, a conversation with new Warriors center Zaza Pachulia.
What was kind of the flashpoint for you? What was like, this is something, we're doing this. This is so exciting. I'm in on this. What brings you the most joy about being here with this group?
Yeah, first, obviously, just 24 hours before I made a decision, I heard about KD the joining the team. And, you know, obviously, same thing went through my mind, like everybody, that, you know, wow, this team is it's unstoppable, you know. They have everything, and they're great players. You know, obviously they've been great already, and then with the addition of KD, they even became more dangerous and more unstoppable. And then 24 hours later, I'm getting called on the center position, and I already heard that, you know, Bogut Andrew was, you know, leaving, and the center spot was open pretty much. And, you know, so I had this opportunity, and honestly, when I got a call and from Golden State, and I talked to Coach, as Coach Kerr told me about, that was his first option. And that's all I heard, honestly, and that's all I wanted here. And because this is a great opportunity to play for the best team, and I mean that when I say best team. And you know, I got a lot of critics because last year the Cleveland won it, but I still consider this team as the best. With the talent, with the type of basketball they're playing on the court, it really fits my view, fits my game. Very unselfish, beautiful basketball, playing basketball, real basketball. So, you know, the decision for me was very easy to make.
We talk to some of the coaches, they say you're bringing a strong veteran presence, strength on the inside, and also, as you're saying here, the style of play really does fit well. When you get vibes from the coaching staff or what they're expecting this year, what is some of that? What are you expecting of yourself?
Obviously, you know, they already have some concept, right, or the strategy. The core is there, and I want to fit in with my game. And last couple of years, I really developed my game with the passing, working with different coaches, great coaches, and playing with different guys. And it's going to really help me, this last couple of year experience, to bring it in this team and make it easier for the guys, help the guys, help the team, and to play basketball, enjoying playing basketball. That's the most important thing.
When you think of the folks back in Georgia who are watching this move, you had an amazing season in Dallas, your best statistical season, and now this opportunity with this team right now. What are the folks saying back in Georgia?
They are very excited, honestly, because none of the Georgians, I was the third Georgian who came in NBA, and totally we had four Georgian players in the league. And history, and I got the best chance for the championship, and they are very excited because it's not personally about Zaza, it's about my country. You know, I've been playing for national team for 16 years now, so this is a team sport, and you know, if everything gonna happen just for the country, and they're gonna be proud of it. And Steph changed the view of this team, and after Steph showed up and started playing this game and taking his game to the next level. They are either Steph's fans, to Golden State, or the LeBron fans, you know. And now with the addition of KD and myself in Georgia, probably most favorite team is Golden State Warriors. So that's great feeling, you know, when the whole country is supporting you. Honestly, it makes me feel so energetic and happy about it.
We're feeling that all around the world. It just was along with Stefan and his tour of China.
Sure.
And we're seeing that the Warriors are a global favorite. One thing that the management here has done, I talk about Bob Myers specifically, the general manager, is look for a certain kind of personality that fits in well with the chemistry. What have you gained from your inner workings with Bob Myers to see like what he's about and what Bob and his team are trying to set up here as far as a roster? What is that?
Yeah, my first thing comes in your attention is the personality. You know, everybody's mentioned that we have good guys here, and that really matters, you know, because it's such a long season. You know, so sometimes you see your teammates more than your family members, you know, and that's the reality of the NBA and the basketball. And you spend a lot of time together, so if you don't have good guys in the team, in the locker room, because the only way you can win a championship is with the little things. Little details that's going to help you to win the championship. So, and these little things, you guys can make it happen together as a team. This is another family, basically, you're dealing with. So I really respect that approach, that nice guys in the locker room. And not necessarily on the court, you need to be nice guy for opponent team, but, you know, for each other. As a family, you have to have each other's back, support each other, help each other in the good days and the bad days, not only good days, because in the good days, everybody's happy, but in the most important thing, how you react when you're going through the tough times.
All right, opening night, it's going to be October 25th, San Antonio Spurs, mm-hmm. which has become a big game in these parts. Opening nights always bring good energy,
sure.
But for you, this opening night, what do you think you're going to feel? What are you anticipating?
Yeah, first of all, I'm excited playing in Oracle Arena. As an opponent, I always hated to come here because it was the loudest arena, and it was hard to communicate with my teammates, you know, opponent team. But now it's going to be I'll be at the side. So the energy, the excitement, and great support from the fans always has been, and just looking forward to it, looking forward to the long, long season. Start with opening night, obviously it's always exciting, the first view, you know, first greeting, first game, but after that it's all business, it's all about getting better, improving every single day.
From Zaza, we turn to another new face around team headquarters, assistant coach Mike Brown, who brings a ton of experience and great energy to Coach Kerr's staff.
This season has so much promise. We're so glad to see you. Welcome to the Warriors here. And when you think about what is to come, what excites you the most?
It's just the diversity of players that we have assembled here. You know, you have potential Hall of Famers on one team, multiple All-Stars on one team, but more importantly, you have a bunch of good guys. You know, you got good guys that are players, you have good guys that are coaches. The front office seems to be great people, and so when you have that type of environment, it makes coming to work fun every day, especially when you're able to have a chance to win, because winning is hard in this league.
Yeah, you're working with some MVPs now, with Kevin Durant joining Stephen Curry. Those two guys have won the last three league MVPs. And why is that not just a good thing, but a great thing to have?
You know, success breeds success. And it gives other people, not just other players, it gives other people that are around the successful people just the edge to get over the top and the motivation to get over the top to want to try to be the best. You know, we may not have other guys on the team that win the MVP. Award at the end of a season. But we have guys that are hungry enough to try to play and be at that level, not only on the floor, but off the floor too. So that's what's exciting about having two MVP candidates on your team.
You know, before joining the team, watching this Warriors squad and how it's grown over the past several years, what has impressed you? What have you seen that you're looking most forward to diving in and working with here?
Just the flow, the continuity of how they play offensively. You have guys that are capable scorers, but they're unselfish enough to make the extra pass. They're unselfish enough to make a hard basket cut, knowing they may not get the ball. You know, those little things offensively, and then the toughness and the spirit that they play with on the defensive end of the floor, which isn't spoken enough about, in my opinion, makes it an exciting thing to watch the evolution of the team the past few years.
And the chemistry on the team has been super impressive as it's built. And the chemistry on a coaching staff, what is that exactly? How do you build great chemistry, not just on a player roster, but on the coaching staff?
Chemistry, in my opinion, is defined by one word, and that's trust. When you have a guy like Steve Kerr, and even taking it a step further, you have a guy like Bob Meyer, and when you have those two types of guys putting the team together and leading the team on the floor and off the floor, they're very, very trusting people. And that makes it easier for all of us to want to do our job at a high level, which bodes for great chemistry amongst one another.
Let's talk about Bob Myers for a second. I mean, the leadership on this team, it was a foundation established when Peter Guber and Joe Lacob bought the team and said, you know, we're going to do things a certain way here. And shortly thereafter, bringing Bob in to be the general manager, he's now the president of basketball operations. The way that he works with his staff and the way that that works into what the coaching staff does, what is it about Bob?
He's just a laid-back, easygoing guy that understands people's personalities. You can't necessarily treat and or talk to everybody the same way. He's a genuine guy that wants to get to know you for who you are, and he's a guy that's going to let you be who you are. And that's hard for a lot of people in that position to accept. And a lot of times people in that position, they want to mold people into what they are, what they think they should become. And Bob's a guy that just strengthens your growth to whatever it may be based on your personality, and you know you like that about a leader, because everything, in my opinion, from an organizational standpoint, trickles down from the top. If your leaders are great people, they're going to have great people working for them, because everybody wants to kind of take that same path to success.
So the ball goes up on opening night. We all know what the goal is this season, but what do you want to see early in the season?
You know, this is kind of crazy, and not a lot of people may agree with this, but I'd like to see us struggle a little bit from the standpoint of how will we respond. I think going through some early struggles and trying to figure those things out early in the season and or mid-season will bode well for come to the last third of the season. You get your rhythm, you figure out how you're going to fight through the tough times together, and now you can make a nice little run going into the playoffs. And so I hope we get our struggles out early or in the middle of the season, so we won't be able to worry about that towards the end.
And finally, our conversation with Marcus Thompson of the Bay Area News Group, a columnist and a Bay Area native who's been on the beat for many years, and we hit a wide variety of topics.
What in total do you make of last season?
Man, that was history, like all the way through, right? Nobody said history had to be all good. But you know what? For me, it struck me as the Warriors are really elite, because I know no one likes to relive Game 7 or visit the fact that they lost, but outside of Jordan, every great team has gone through that heartbreaking loss, you know. I remember watching Larry Bird at the end of his press conference at the end of a game, like speechless, talking about Magic Johnson is the greatest he's ever seen. Like, he's crushed. And, you know, that's what we're reliving. It's Curry versus LeBron. You know, take two. You lose one, you know, you win one. You get your heart broken. The other team, like, that's how it worked. That's how it always has worked, right? And for me, it was a sign of just how much the Warriors have arrived, because there was a time where you would have taken a heartbreak, right? It's like the heartbreak was, we're not going to make the playoffs again. Like, the heartbreak happened in February, right, when you realized the season was over. So for me, it was like, wow, they're really up there where this is going to be legacy and you know, a part of a grander story that we'll remember. If they win two more titles, we'll be like, remember that time they lost and you know, how that drove? Like, that's what happened with Magic. That's what happened with Bird. That's what happened with way back to Wilt, you know, and Bill Russell. I guess Bill Russell never lost either, but that's what happens at the top, at the highest levels of the NBA. That's why it's heartbreaking, is because everybody's great, and the Warriors are just that great. Great enough to get their heart broken.
How do you see the team moving forward this season?
I think it might be a lot like last year. I think where the regular season is kind of a slaughter, they're just so much more talented. And one of the things that really was amplified by the Warriors playoff run is just how much different the regular season is, and how if you're just better, you're going to win more than not. And they're even better. For me, just from looking at, you know, them stacked up against the rest, they're even better than the competition than they were last year because they just took away one of their toughest competitors. So I think it's going to be a similar thing. They're going to breeze through the regular season. They may not get 73, but if they wanted to, they could. I think they won't get it because they'll rest guys and not put too much pressure on them. But and then all the marbles will be for the playoffs, and they'll probably get through the first and second round, and then it'll be Spurs, and then it'll be Cleveland, and then you'll get to see what they're really made of.
You know, from your perspective, how did you see the energy change after the finals into when the team acquired Kevin Durant?
It was ridiculous. It's unfair. I think it's unfair. It's categorically unfair that the Warriors' greatest heartbreak lasted like 2 weeks, right? And everybody else has to deal with it all off season and even further after that, right? Like if you're a Jazz fan and you watch Jordan rip your heart out 2 years in a row and you never got, you know, to celebrate after that, like, how do you feel about the Warriors losing the finals and then not even a month later getting Kevin Durant? Like, for me, I was sitting in Starbucks, and before Kevin Durant, it's like everybody was miserable. You hear people talking about it. I can't believe this happened. And just kind of like water cooler dialogue in the game. And then the day Kevin Durant, you know, signed, and all of a sudden there's this, like, great joy. And it's like, we got Kevin Durant. It was like, yo, just 3 days ago, people were, like, needing therapy, right? And now all of a sudden they're all happy and gleeful. It just felt unfair. I just think that's kind of shady. I think they should have to suffer more than that. Or maybe the last 20 years before that was enough suffering.
There have been some transitions, though. I mean, with KD's arrival, Andrew Bogut and Harrison Barnes heading off to Dallas, and Leandro Barbosa, as well as Maurice Spates, also finding new places to play. But the arrivals of Zaza Pachulia and David West, with KD, how will all of this come together to create a new veteran presence?
You know, I think that's the one question. It's like, how will the bench, like, work out? Like, how will that happen? The Warriors have been renowned for their chemistry. And even when guys aren't playing, they're still engaged. You know, they still keep a positive front. They still say the right things and do the right things and, you know, for the most part, think the right way. So now it's a whole new cast. And I don't think it'll be a problem just because of the type of guys they got. You know, David West has been through this before. Zaza Pachulia has been through this before. So I don't think that'll be a problem. But how they play together, they're going to need to develop that. You know, how does that work out? What are their roles? How do they complement each other? Who do they become close friends with, and how does that work out? All of that is just part of the, you know, the machinations of a season, and we'll have to figure that out. I don't think it'll be detrimental, but it has to be figured out.
Is there a big advantage, though, that the core is still there with Stephen and Clay and Andre Draymond and Sean Livingston, and, you know, the way that that team and those guys had come together? They may have lost some veterans, but even bringing in new ones, the core being there, how much do you think that just sets the tone?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's everything. I think that's why it doesn't matter that much, like, what happens after them. And they'll get the time to mold, because the top five, you know, are still there. And, you know, they've been through a championship together, and they've been through, you know, probably the worst beat we've seen in our lifetime, you know. So they've got some experience together. You know, they've got that rapport. I think they're fine. They're top six. You know, what you need, two more guys, maybe three? I think they'll be fine, because their top six is pretty lethal. And not just from a talent perspective. Their top six is, you know, is united. It's together. The four guys went out to get Kevin Durant. Like, that was something pretty special. So throw Sean Livingston in that mix. I think they're set at the top six.
I mean, you think, too, about how in the past we would cover the draft as if that was like the really big occurrence for the Warriors. I mean, even as recently as 2012, the year that Draymond, Harrison, and Festus all came in. But now the draft important again with Patrick McCaw and Damian Jones coming to this team. How do you see them fitting into the contributions that they'll make? What will that be?
You know, I'm pretty intrigued by McCaw, because he looks like a player who fits. One of the things that I think the Warriors have needed was an athlete. And I think they got one in McCaw, like a guy who physically steps into the game and gives you a dimension. Like, Barbosa was that guy. They needed more Barbosas, just for pace and tempo and how they want to play. But if he can defend and hit the shot the way it looks like he can, I think he'll be a pleasant surprise. I think he'll be that guy who allows you to let Steph rest a little longer, let Kevin Durant rest a little longer. I kind of have some big hopes for him because he can play basketball, and that's what matters with the Warriors. That's what Steve Kerr values. Can you play hoop? You know, can you pass? Can you dribble? Can you run? Do you know what you're doing out there? If you're that type of player, you can probably get some minutes. So I think he's gonna be all right. And to his benefit, he doesn't have to be great right away. So he could just slowly develop and work and grow, contribute here and there. And if he does, that's, you know, that's sprinkles on top.
Have you thought about rotations and the potential there? And when you think about what that could be, when you see the different combinations of talent that the team can put on the floor at different times, what do you anticipate that'll be?
You know, I think they'll go small a lot. I think Kevin Durant will play a lot of four because he can, and Draymond Green can play a lot of center. But that gives them two pretty good people at the rim, because Kevin Durant in the Western Conference Finals looked really good on defense. So if he's that guy, that gives them two guys, you know, who can at least give you some protection at the rim if it's not like an Andrew Bogut. I can see David West getting some minutes as a five. I think they're going to try to run a lot, which means, you know, guys like Ian Clark and McCall, three guard sets. It's really going to be all buying time for Steph Curry, Draymond, and Klay, and Kevin Durant to rest. And those guys are going to be filling in. I don't think you're going to see the hockey substitutions where it's like five guys in, five guys out, because you have Steph and you have Durant. So you can keep one of those guys. You got four all-stars. You keep two on the court at all time and just keep alternating. So it's going to be a matter of mixing those guys in. But I think you're going to see a lot more small, quick talent and skill emphasis than trying to necessarily get a rim protector or a true center on the court.
Thanks to Marcus, Coach Brown, and Zaza. Many more conversations to follow as the regular season begins. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.